What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are less than a week away from the start of the NFL season. And of course, he had a major trade yesterday. Michael Parsons goes to the Green Bay Packers. Been talking a lot about that today. You can vote at Junks Radio in our poll today. Most people believe that the Packers won the deal. You get the superstar. Now, ESPN pointed out there have been other deals like this. Khalil Mack was traded to the Chargers.
Was it from the Raiders to the Bears or from the Raiders to the Bears?
I thought it was Chargers-Bears that were the two teams
involved.
Maybe
it was Chargers-Bears, yeah. Definitely Bears. But
And
he was traded for two first-rounders, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it's not unprecedented. I think Jalen Ramsey, same thing. But huge deal. And joining us right now to give us kind of the Cowboys perspective is Gavin Dawson, host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Hey, Gavin.
Yep. Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You know, we dealt with the Terry McLaurin hold in for weeks and weeks and really months. You've been dealing with this Micah thing, though, seems like for well over a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I mean, there is a sense of a relief that they decided to move on. I don't think anybody really thought this was, you know, possible that the Cowboys would move on from a superstar player. Mm-hmm. You know, they really haven't. So that was a big surprise. And maybe, you know, a change. You guys are just talking about the Steelers and how GM Omar Khan has sort of shifted his philosophy on team building for, you know, a really landmark franchise for the NFL that maybe was stuck in the past with team building. And we're kind of, you know, if you're looking for a silver lining here with the Cowboys, it's that, you know, maybe this symbolizes a change in philosophy and hopefully that can get them closer to, you know, getting some postseason success again.
Gavin, you tweeted 2 days ago that Cowboys fans have become so hell-bent on blaming Jerry for everything that they fail to see a player betraying the star and turning his back on the organization. So are you team Jerry or are you team Micah? Like, you seem kind of torn here, like in the middle. Like, where's, you know, like, if you had to pick a side, which side do you pick here?
Yeah.
You know, that's so tough. I've tried to do my best to evaluate each subject's participation, you know, in this negotiation. And I think it's really hard to be totally team Jerry because of some of his, you know, horrible decisions and, you know, personal life immorality over the years. It's just like, I would never want to be a guy that's identified as pro Jerry. But for me, once a holdout goes into, I'm withholding from the team, you know, these guys have legacies on the line, their jobs are on the line. He was laying down on the training table in the third preseason mm-hmm. game while some of his teammates were fighting for their careers.
Yeah, that, looks, know, bad. Even, that looks bad.
Yeah. Know, And the organization did not appreciate that at all. Right. But, you know, the big thing for me, the big impetus for that tweet was he was flying out of DFW to find a doctor who would, you know, essentially fudge a medical report that he was actually hurt so he could still get paid while holding out. And I just thought, wow, that's borderline criminal. Like, if this was an insurance claim, he could be going to jail for fraud. You know, basically what he and his agent were trying to set up, what Jalen Ramsey did in 2019 with the Jaguars. So I just thought, you know, ethically, I have a major problem with that. And just as a teammate, I don't think I'd want to back in the locker room. Now, this comes after years of insider reporting and just the kind of whispers you hear that, you know, he's not a big social guy in the locker room. He's not somebody that has friends. He never wanted to be at OTAs. He didn't want to practice. Like, really laying on the training table was a visual representation of how Micah Parsons had looked at, like, working and being involved with teammates pretty much since he got here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, there's probably guys like that on a lot of teams, right? But the fact that Jerry was their stud. He was a stud, no doubt. I'm sure he's not a great guy. But Jerry, if you believe the reports, Jerry was still willing to pay him a lot of money back in the spring when he was just dealing with Micah. He wasn't dealing with the agent. So do you think so he definitely would have paid him, you know? I mean, it might have been $5 or $7 million less than what he's getting now per year. I don't know what the numbers are, but he was willing to keep him. Do you think now that he's gone and you're getting the two first rounders and a player? Okay, you're not getting a player of Parsons' talent, obviously, but do you think that they are better off down the road, or is this going to come back to haunt them?
I mean, they're not better off for this year. Their floor for this year could go all the way down to 4 or 5 wins.
Wow.
Their run defense is atrocious. Now they can't play pass defense. They can't run the ball. They're basically hoping Dak, Pickens, and Lamb can throw them for enough points to keep them in games.
Wow.
But long term, I guess the sell would be, like, you know, could you imagine using these two first round picks along with your top 10 pick to move up and take Arch Manning? You know, could this be a generational type of trade that sets up something else that's coming months later, and in the end we'll look at it similar to moving on from Herschel Walker, but you got this payoff? Could you use these picks immediately to address your run defense or your lack of depth at cornerback? Like, could you make trades? And now you have this cap space. But I think more importantly than that, here's where I think this could be a moment that changes and ultimately ends up with this franchise being better. It's that, you know, Brian Schottenheimer is explaining to the Jones family how football has evolved over the last decade, how much more important the running game and run defense is, you know, implementing some of the stuff that's been going on in San Francisco with the Rams and the 49ers. And, you know, when it comes to modernizing offense, to create deception, to create motion before and, you know, immediately following the snap to keep the defense thinking instead of just, you know, being predictable. What I'm getting at is Brian Schottenheimer is basically educating the Cowboys front office or ownership group and the Joneses of what modern trends are. And for the last 15 years with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, the NFL has been evolving quickly, and they've been stuck in the 90s with their Coryell offense or their West Coast offense and not really paying attention. So, you know, the idea that you have to be able to stop the run, you're heavy at pass rush. The Cowboys have treated the draft like they're prospecting for highlights. You know, we want big play guys. We want jersey sales. We want Sports Center top 10 plays. And the game has evolved back into much more trench warfare. So if you're looking for a positive spin from a Cowboys perspective, it's that, you know, they're going to actually look at trying to build a balanced defense now instead of just one that can hunt quarterbacks and take the ball away.
We're joined by Gavin Dawson, host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's on the Rude Guest Hotline. So how troubling is this image of Jerry Jones trying to circumvent agents and trying to deal with players directly and trying to get deals done without the agent being present? We know that was a big sticking point with Micah Parsons. Is this something that's popped up in the past? Is this like a one-time outlier? Is that going to be an issue as far as like attracting free agents to Dallas in the future?
No, this is what he wants to do. You know, he wants to build relationships with players and see if he can talk them into the idea of, hey, we're partners in this, and you're going to be a Cowboy for life, and, you know, we need some team-friendly help for you maybe on the years or – you know, what kind of options you can give us in the back half of this contract. And, you know, it's something that's worked really well for him in the past when he has good relationships. I think his problem here, as he explained it last night, was he and Parsons were going through this negotiation over a multi-day period. Micah was able to consult with his agent while they were talking in between their meetings, and he feels like they negotiated a deal. And then Mulligetta came in and said, okay, that's the new starting point for our negotiations. And that, you know, really rankled Jerry. I think Mulligetta has a history of negotiating very tough and very clever. And could you call it dirty negotiation? Sure. But inside of a negotiation, I think, you know, all bets are off and no holds are barred. So, you know, the Cowboys want to do things that way. Jerry mentioned last night that he's already touched bases with Mulligetta, and they understand it's a business and it's a game, and they don't anticipate this is going to, you know, impact future deals. But, you know, I think the thing that's interesting with the Cowboys is maybe they've drawn a line in the sand that we want players that want to be here and appreciate the opportunity and the visibility of being on America's team. And if you really want to hold our feet to the fire and negotiate that hard, and, you know, possibly fake an injury to still get paid while you're holding out, then that's a pretty clear sign that you don't want to be a Cowboy. And, you know, after all the money they pushed back with Dak and then putting his contract at $60 million, like, they're legitimately in cap hell. So I think that's another part of this decision-making, was just that financially they need to find players that will give them team-friendly deals so they can get enough good players to compete. And with Micah, you know, looking for what he did, they were going to be so top-heavy. I mean, they're already looking at trying to find undrafted free agents that have been cut from other teams to be starters.
Wow.
Just because of how top-heavy they are.
So, yeah. Man, you feel like this team is a 500 team at best. Or not 500, maybe 8-win team at best this year, it sounds like. I wanted to ask you about Dak. Dak's now in year 10, making $1 billion. He might not have been a huge disappointment just in terms of regular season stats, but his postseason numbers are atrocious. You know, he's won 2 playoff games in 9 years. How do Cowboys fans feel about Dak at this point, and with all the money he makes and all of the disappointment after, you know, 12 win seasons for 3 straight years, and you just can't win big playoff games with Dak?
You know, I would say over this decade, at the beginning, it was maybe 85%. Hey, Dak can do this. Wow, I can't believe we found a Tony Romo succession plan, and this guy can run. And then, you know, you took your legs away from him about 5 years ago there with the injury, and I think that caused quite a few people. But there, I would say it's flipped now, that maybe there's 20% of people that still really believe, hey, Dak Prescott's the guy. You know, they're dug in, they're truthers. I'm sure every market deals with players like this that, you know, some fans just refuse to let go. But I think the majority of people are now sort of convinced that Dak Prescott cannot win a Super Bowl with these Cowboys the way that they team build.
Yeah.
But then the other thing just about his regular season success is, you know, with Washington getting better now, and maybe New York's actually starting to figure some stuff out, and as good as Philadelphia has been, I think it's just the realization that his regular season success was really built on playing in the NFC East during its worst 10-year window that it's ever had. And then the schedule quirks of how things fell for the Cowboys, like in Dak's runner-up MVP year, they never had to play good quarterbacks or good defenses, you know, so they ran up huge stats in the regular season, but it was really a hollow, because other than the early Zeke years and the DeMarco Murray year, like, you could never really run the ball or stop the ball. So, you know, I think it was just fool's gold, and this thing's been built in a house of cards for a long time. And for me, I'm hoping Schottenheimer can help get this thing turned around.
Curious the Dallas perspective then on Washington, because last season they're 7-5, and then they get fortunate enough to play Will Levis, Kenny Pickett, Trey Lance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some might say that they had a fortunate run, but of course we have Jaden Daniels here and two impressive playoff wins. What's the Dallas perspective on Washington?
Well, you know, best coaching staff over the last 10 years there in Dan Quinn. I think there's some regret. Most people are sold.
We're just going to let him go.
Don't know what happened there in last question.
Tell him thank you, but...
Yep.
Sounded like he was going to give credit to Dan Quinn and not think that Washington's fluky.
Yeah, well, give credit to Quinn, but give credit to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean that's the number one guy for reversing your fortunes in the right direction.
I love Dan Quinn, but I think a lot of coaches could coach up number five.
Yeah,
but Mariota's the one that beat him.
Yeah, last week.
Beat who?
Dallas.
The Cowboys.
When they took Jaden out after.
Okay, that's five.
Dallas was dead.
Don't get offended. I'm just saying the Mariota. Cakes got offended.
He had half a percent.
That was weird.
What
by
was weird?
Me or by him?
No. By Cakes. Yeah, that was a valid point.
He took offense to the fact that Mariota threw a game-winning touchdown
pass.
I'm
very sensitive when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Very protective. Almost as protective of his mommy.
That's hard to do.
I'm almost that protective.
You don't need to be.
That's hard to do.
We've been talking training camp, Odyssey Sports training camp coverage brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Coming up next, we'll talk some college football. Bill Roth, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joins us next here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.